Floodwaters in the Czech Republic are slowly but surely receding. And though some areas are still underwater, the focus has now switched from crisis management to rebuilding and reconstruction efforts. With thousands of people having been evacuated and dozens of municipalities inundated, the cost of returning to normal life is bound to be substantial. Where the money will come from and where it will go is something that Radio Prague's Jan Pulkrabek has been looking into. He joins us in the studio now. Jan, now that thousands of people evacuated have begun returning to their homes, the cost of repairing the damages is something that's on everybody's mind. How much is it going to cost?
Well, Ian, it's still too early to say how much damage has been caused and how much money will have to be invested for lives to return to normal. But we can say this, although damaging, the flooding throughout most parts of the country has luckily not been as catastrophic as in 2002.
But even still, the money that's required, where is it going to come from?
The government has already announced its intention to earmark some 5 billion Czech crowns, or about $217 million, to come to the aid of those who have been displaced. Also, Chancellor Wolfgang Schlüssel of Austria, the country that holds the rotating EU presidency at the moment, promised Czech Prime Minister Jiří Paroubek over the phone on Tuesday to push for aid from the EU Solidarity Fund. This call has been echoed by Czech EU Commissioner Vladimír Špidla as well. The U.S. Ambassador, William Cabanis, pledged aid from the United States on Monday when he met with Jiří Paroubek as a gesture of gratitude for the aid that the Czech Republic sent after the Hurricane Katrina disaster last year. Now, inside the Czech Republic, help is also coming from groups and organizations. Most political parties have pledged money that they were planning to use for their election campaigns for flood relief. The Christian Democrats have said they will give 1 million crowns to the Czech Catholic charity, which is also the amount the Social Democrats plan to donate to another charity. The opposition Civic Democrats have also pledged another 1.3 million crowns.
And where is all this money going to go?
Most of these donations, along with those from private individuals, companies and other groups, will go to aid groups such as the Red Cross or the charity ADRA. I asked Irina Kalhozova from ADRA where the money would be spent first.
Now we are focusing on the first aid or for humanitarian aid, and then we will see how much money we will have, and probably we will start with some long-term project. But the main interest for us is now to help people in their current situation.
Ms. Kalhozova also explained what are the first steps in the process of rebuilding and recovering after these floods.
First of all, we will start to distribute the dryers. We already started with it. And, of course, with different types of cleaners and disinfections for people, so they could start with cleaning. And then we have many volunteers, and they are ready to start to help people whose houses were affected by the floods to clean and repair their houses.
And thanks for all that, Jan Pulkrabek.